The Mike Broomhead Show on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. It is the Mike Broomhead Show. Joining us now from Arizona State University, Dr. Michael Crow. Dr. Crow, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Happy to talk to you, Mike. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, and I know that ASU does a lot with veterans as well. It is amazing. It is amazing to honor those men and women, the sacrifices they've made for their country, and then they come home and lead a normal life, and rarely do you hear them tell the stories of things they've seen or done, and they just go back to a private life and ask for nothing. I think the humility is what makes it even more remarkable to me.
It's amazing. You know, we've got 7,000 veterans and serving members of the military at ASU right now as students, and they are humble folks moving forward with their life. Let me recognize your brother and his sacrifice and service to our country. But I'll tell you that the veterans that we have are the driving force in a lot of ways of the growing up of ASU. You know, a lot of maturity coming back into the student body, and it's been really a powerful thing for us.
I know we're going to talk about COVID-19, but just to recognize ASU as well, I know there has been a big push in years past mending that relationship between academia and the military, you know, the 1960s, and then there was a bit of a divide for a while in academia with the military and with veterans, but ASU worked very, very hard to make sure that wasn't the case there, and I think you should be recognized for that.
We have gone all in to help defend and protect our country. We work with the military in terms of research and training and teaching and learning. We just signed up with the Air Force through what's called Air University. It now says Air University powered by ASU. So we're their technological partner. We're their learning partner. You know, we try to convince people that the protection and the defense of the United States is essential to all of our abilities to move forward. And so we're all in every possible way.
Yeah, I'm glad we took a moment to talk about that. Let's talk about COVID-19 and the ASU response. One of the things that's been remarkable to us, and we've had a little fun talking about it, trying to figure out, is there anybody in Arizona that's smarter than you are? And we came to the consensus that you're probably the smartest guy in the state. And the plan you've come up with at Arizona State University seems to be working with COVID-19 in mitigation and in dealing with cases that come up. How do you believe your plan is working at ASU, and why are other people coming to you and trying to model your plan?
Well, it's not about me. It's about our approach. And our approach is something you talk about almost every day, which is it's based on logic. It's based on personal commitment. So we're taking this approach of managing our way through COVID by using every tool imaginable. So it's about personal responsibility. It's about caring about other people. It's about doing some simple things like wearing masks and social distancing. But it's also about taking advantage of technology, particularly our testing technology, which has allowed us to find those that are positive, help them move to not positive, help them from contaminating others. And we take all of this approach together. And then it allows us to work. It allows our institution to move forward. We've got the largest enrollment that we've ever had. We've got tens of thousands of people on campus each day. We've got no transfer occurring between students and staff or faculty. So we found a way to make it work by just being logical and scientifically driven.
Is it something that you think you could pass that model on and show, whether it's school districts or if it's big employers, ways to do the exact same thing? Or is it something kind of unique to your situation?
No, it's not unique, and it's not particularly difficult. And so we have a health check app that everybody could use, companies, schools, K-12 schools, where everybody's checking. And then you know not to come to school because you've got some symptoms. You know to get tested if you've got certain symptoms. And so then you move people over to testing. We've got other ways that we're operating in what we call our community of care plan. And so it's not that tough, and it's not that difficult. And let me say also, Mike, that it's going to be required with or without the vaccine, because the vaccine is going to be another tool in our toolkit. But it's not going to eliminate the virus. So we're going to need these kinds of tools, particularly testing and particularly high-speed testing. That's something that we invented our own saliva-based test, but you should see what we're working on now that we're going to come out with in the spring that everybody's going to need. And so overall, this package can work for everyone.
When you look at the student body there, you know, the college experience is more than just in classrooms. It is the entire experience. How has the student body responded to having to make some of these sacrifices, or at least changes, if not sacrifices, in the college life?
overall, they've been very mature and very focused and very much driven to move forward with their academic life. It has been really tough because the socialization part and the community building part and the comradeship and so forth hasn't been able to be at the same level. So all in all, we've got people moving forward. We're not exactly where we'd like to be, but we've got a lot of lives moving forward, and that's what we're trying to do.
Dr. Michael Crow is joining us from Arizona State University. On a lighter note, football season has started and ASU is playing again. Do you now look in hindsight and think that maybe the Pac-12 should have started sooner?
No, I think we started at about the right time. I mean, there's ups and downs in all of the conferences. I mean, it's a very, very complicated thing to make this work. Our game was a great game, except for the, you know, the gods moving that one ball in the end zone from one hand of a USC player to another. But I think the game came off well. Hopefully we'll have a chance to play Cal this Saturday here in Tempe. I think we started at about the right time because, in particular, you know, we're dealing with a lot of teams from California and Oregon and Washington where they're dealing with aspects of the virus in very different ways.
And that's, again, a unique thing maybe in the college experience is where locally it's all kids from the same neighborhoods and schools or at least the same areas. ASU's got a diverse crowd of students that are coming and going all the time. What are you saying to the student body about Thanksgiving, about traveling or returning from travel?
Well, we're asking everyone to test before they go home. They should try to do that, and we've made that available to them, and they're going to have to test when they come back. We've accelerated our random testing from 1% of our workforce and our student body per day to 2% to give us a better surveillance of what's going on in terms of how's the virus moving around and so forth and so on. We think that it can all work, but it takes people being responsible. Get tested, mask, be careful, and then we can make this continue to work.
You know, down in Tucson, they are going to start having their classes online after Thanksgiving. That's not the plan at ASU. And what about spring classes? Things going to continue the way they are there with enrollment and in-person classes?
We're going to keep moving, you know, in terms of the hybrid mode. We think that can work in the spring semester. We're looking to add more outdoor features, accelerate our ability to create more social gathering opportunities. Carefully, as well as digital social gathering opportunities. You know, we're looking to just accelerate our rate of innovation and our rate of adaptation every day. There's no way to wait this thing out. That's impossible. There's no way to hide in the cave. That's impossible. And so you just have to figure out how to adapt and adjust, and that's what we're doing.
And the testing sites at ASU, how many tests are you able to, and how many tests are you actually doing there?
We can do thousands per day. We've done hundreds of thousands up to this point. And let me remind everybody, for those of you out there just in the general public, you know, we're also able to test at our public sites, anybody high-speed saliva-based tests. It's available for you. It's available for your family. It's available for whatever reason. You don't have to be symptomatic. You just have to need a test. We've got all of this going, and it's up and running, and it's not being used enough. And so one of the things that we're not doing is we're not doing enough testing in Arizona. We're going to have to damp down this this resurgence here that we're in right now, and we're going to have to do that before it begins to accelerate exponentially, which means, you know, it's not two more people. It's 2 more people, 4 more people, 16 more people, 32 more people. That's what exponential means. And so this testing that we have available at our public sites, you can find these, is available to anyone, anytime, any reason, and it has no cost.
And that's, I mean, again, that's such a valuable tool. Last question. Let's go back to football again. The football game is happening this weekend.
Don't know yet. Hasn't been called yet. They didn't play last weekend because of COVID issues at California, Berkeley, but we'll see. It hasn't been called yet. Should be called today or tomorrow. We'll see.
Dr. Crow, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you and appreciate you with the information. I hope people take advantage of the testing.
I hope so. Also, Mike, in any time, let me just tell you that I appreciate your focus on all of this, because we've got to get people to the mindset that we have to manage our way through this by just being thoughtful and careful and using the science that we've got. And let me tell you, we've got some fantastic new technologies coming out in the spring. Testing is really going to be important with or without the vaccine. It's going to be those things together moving forward. So we're really excited about what we can contribute to Arizona moving forward, keeping the economy going, keeping people's lives moving forward, and also just getting people educated. At all levels, K-12, universities, everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And again, we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That is Dr. Michael Crow from Arizona State University.